I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Just ahead, we celebrate the 5th of May in Las Vegas with a Nortec beat. First, though, our geoquiz today sent us in search of a Baltic state. Its neighbors are Latvia and Russia. Now, much of the terrain here is flat and boggy and wooded, and until a couple of days ago, covered with no small amount of trash. But the country just got a makeover, thanks to Google Maps, global positioning technology, and a lot of volunteers. The answer to the geoquiz is Estonia, from the capital Tallinn. Cyrus Farivar sent us this report on Estonia's first national cleanup.
Most environmental cleanups don't turn up unexploded World War II-era bombs, leftover barrels of napalm, and a few skeletons. Those were a few items of trash that tens of thousands of volunteers picked up this past weekend. The idea was born several months ago. High-tech entrepreneur Rainer Novak was trying to get his compatriots to become more aware of Estonia's trash problem. He consulted with some of his high-tech buddies.
We figured out that in order to clean the country, you'd have to first figure out what do you clean and how much do you have to clean and what do you do with all this. So we started with mapping the trash.
Novak gathered a small team of volunteers to drive across every highway, road, and alley in Estonia. Once each team found a substantial pile of trash, the team members used GPS to mark the coordinates and took a photo. That became the master list of all the trash piles in the country. The cleanup volunteers then got their assignments. One of those volunteers was university student Chris Hammer. He and his father were sent to clean up the region near the village where Chris's grandfather lives.
We're going to clean up Estonia. Well, actually, just a small part of it. And it's the eastern part of Estonia. We're in Ida Viruma, and this village is called Ulvi. Where we're at is the place of my grandfathers, and we're going to be cleaning the forest and the beaches and the places in the vicinity of this house.
Not only did they clean the area around the village, they then loaded bags of trash other volunteers had collected onto their flatbed trailer. Chris Hammer admits there was a downside to the cleaning day. It gave some Estonians an excuse to be lazy.
Well, yeah, some people take advantage of the program or of the project, so they just put their own stuff on the side of the road, so we clean it up anyway.
Chris and his father, Velio, took three full loads of trash to one of the recycling centers set up around the country for the day. Mati Vesiko of the Estonian National Guard was manning the center. Vesiko said that by mid-afternoon, about half of the 100 volunteers had returned with 20 tons of trash. He expressed confidence that Estonians who took part in the cleanup would think twice about leaving their waste products out again in this beautiful forested land. Yesterday, Rainer Novak and the other organizers of the event held a news conference. They said 6,600 tons of garbage was collected and 80% of it could be recycled. Thank you concerts were staged in three cities for the volunteers yesterday. Estonian President Tomas Hendrik Ilves attended the concert here in Tallinn. He likened this cleanup to Lady Bird Johnson's Beautification Act of 1965, which began when he was a high school student in New Jersey.
Well, I'm certainly on the 45,000 people who have participated in cleaning up. I doubt that they will be littering.
Already, there are plans underway to conduct a similar cleanup in nearby Lithuania. For The World, I'm Cyrus Farivar in Tallinn, Estonia.